Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome. Talking Yanks pregame show. Jake sucks. He's not here. He's in Oklahoma. Is he in Oklahoma?
I think he's with the Oklahoma crew in Salt Lake City.
Oh, that went to Salt Lake?
I know at least his initial flight was to there, and it sounded like the week was there, but I know in the past it's been an Oklahoma golf trip.
He's doing four rounds of golf, 36
holes
a day.
Four rounds in 3 days.
Yeah, so... Congrats, Jake. Enjoy. So BBD's here with his little neck thing that I'm jealous of.
Yeah, that you requested. We have two.
I know, I'm so jealous
of it. Zach and I took a nice picture of both of us using them with our matching hats.
I saw that on the JM, the Jumbo Media Patreon. I've been eating trail mix all day. I'm in a little, closet room of my basement. And if you hear banging, it's because they're... doing work on the other room.
Ooh.
So boom. There you go. We got an interesting lineup here, Biebers. No Twins lineup, I see.
No Twins lineup yet. I did just go to see if it came out in the last 15 minutes. I don't think it has.
Okay. Voit is leading off. DJ LeMahieu gets the day off. Rizzo batting second, playing first. Judge in center field. Gallo batting fourth. Stanton in right field, batting fifth. Odor batting sixth, playing second base. Slides back over to where he likes being. Velasquez, the kid from the Bronx, at short. Higgy catching. That's interesting. And Wade at third base. So right away, you're going to see Voit lead off. Voit had this is going to be the third game this year that Voit has led off. When DJ's out and they want a righty leadoff guy, Voit is that guy. And I said this on the episode yesterday. Don't expect the Death Star lineup a lot, because with such good depth, the Yankees are going to bulk up on rest. You know, like tomorrow, DJ's probably back in and one of the towers is probably sitting and they're going to be the drag and drop pinch hitter. And Voit DHs again with Judge, Stanton, or Gallo sitting tomorrow. Yeah. That's my guess.
And or I think Rizzo sitting and he gets to play first or whatever it is.
And I think that's how they're going to do it. Like, you know, once a week, each of these guys, Voit, Rizzo, Judge, Gallo, Stanton, DJ. Once a week, there's six of them. They're going to rotate. They're going to get one day off a week. And that just keeps the whole thing in flux. And they can become the drag and drop hitter. I think that's how they're going to do it. I don't think
particularly with Wade and Velasquez both for a few weeks, Velasquez the last few days playing a bit above their heads offensively.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But and they're just so deep now, so I don't really mind it. DJ been playing a lot, I guess. He's been hitting good. Get a day off and he becomes the drag and drop tonight. Interested to see if he gets anywhere.
Yeah.
Wade at third base. I'm happy because you want to reward Velasquez, but Wade's still playing good ball. So, you know, still wring as much out of that sponge as you can. And then Higgy for Gary. Do we have any news on that? That's the only one that I'm like, we need to ask about.
I haven't seen anything. Scroll through Lindsay Adler's timeline and see if she said anything about Gary, and I don't think she did. See if Hoke said something. I haven't seen anything.
Wow. Sevy, no structural damage. That just came out.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the second opinion went well.
Yeah.
No Hoke tweet about it. It could be just as simple as Gary, I think, has only gotten the Cole game off since coming back. Is that even true? I don't know.
Well, he played two games and sat one, right?
Yeah, Gary, everyone coming back, I forget who came back when.
Oh, you know what? I mean, he did play 2 days in a row after coming back from injury, so maybe they're just, this is a way to break it up a little bit.
It's for first game of, in theory, a twin series that...
How do the times map out the rest of the series? That's what I think will be interesting. Okay, so Saturday, is Saturday a Cole day?
I believe Saturday is Cole. I think Retione, Nestor, Cole.
So that's why, BBD, Saturday is a day game after a night game. So whoever catches Saturday is not going to catch Friday. And they probably did not want to catch Gary 4 days in a row coming off the COVID IL. So Gary will catch tomorrow night. Higgy will catch Saturday. And then Gary will catch Sunday. So they just did. If they caught Gary today, they would have to catch him 4 days in a row after coming off the IL. So they're just catching Higgy instead. That's the reasoning there.
Maybe he's available to do something late.
Yeah, he should be available as a drag and drop hitter as well.
I'd assume they want to get DJ like a full day off because he had the triceps thing that he still like can't go play third. So they haven't been able to do that. Because even in Miami, they had to make him go play the field late in the game.
Okay.
So maybe he's getting a full day off. Gary's your pinch hit guy late.
All right. So that's my what to watch for then is who's the drag and drop pinch hitter they've loved using. I agree with you. DJ might have the full day off. It might be Gary. If Odor, Velasquez, Higgy, or Wade come up with runners on in the sixth inning of a close game, it might be Gary coming in and not DJ. There's my what to watch for. Who's the pinch hitter today? I think it's Gary.
Yeah.
But then let's see how Velasquez does, man. This infield is...
A lot of guys you didn't expect. It's all guys that you didn't factor into the team in April.
Yeah.
So they weren't here.
Do you have a different what to watch for? Do you have anything? Anything that you had?
So, you know, what you just said was sort of what I would have said. I'll do the simple cop-out answer and just... It's Luke Voit. Leading off, I suppose there was an argument, especially with a righty starter. Maybe you do, because there was a game that DJ didn't play and Rizzo did, and they let off Rizzo. So there's an argument to do Rizzo, Judge, then Gallo, and just have everyone bump up one. In theory, that would be your best lineup and have Void in the 5 or 6 hole or something. But they're instilling confidence in Luke, letting him lead off. Get a DH day. So watch for Luke doing something.
And then, are the Twins just going straight opener here? I mean, Gant was a starter for the Cardinals at the start of the season, but he's been a bullpen arm for the last, 3 months.
His game log, he's been a bullpen guy since that long, He had a 5-inning appearance in June.
I know they've played a lot of close games, the Twins, because they got 3 walk-offs in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is their bullpen just incredibly taxed and they're doing a bullpen day?
Let's see. Maybe they're hoping Gant will give them a full 3 innings because they know he has that ability.
We got any Twins fans in here?
Looks like everybody on their roster resource page pitched yesterday.
Besides Gant?
Yes. Everyone pitched yesterday. A bunch of guys pitched 3 of the last 4.
So wait.
So I don't know if they might have called someone up today.
It should be Bailey Ober. He's on natural rest for this Bailey. No. What? So tomorrow's Charlie Burns, then Maeda is Saturday, Griffin Jack's Sunday. Yeah, it says it should be Bailey Ober.
MLB.com is telling me Gant tonight, Barnes Friday, Maeda Saturday, Griffin Jack Sunday.
This doesn't really make sense because they only have they used every reliever yesterday besides Gant.
Looks that way.
And now they're, are they just fucked today?
They're punting.
I'd take a Twins punt game. I wouldn't mind it.
Start the series off with a win and just get two out of the last three. They've been playing kind of well in August.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, I'm on the Twins subreddit on their pregame thread. They have Gant as the starter. And then it looks like it's Gant and a bullpen day for them. Mm.
All right.
Huh.
With all the bullpen depleted. Caleb Thielbar only threw 9 pitches, so he's available. Duffy went 14. And then a bunch of guys I haven't heard of also all pitched yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Gant threw 41 pitches 2 outings ago against the Rays and got lit up. Besides that, he, like, doesn't crack 20. So, all right, hey, Yankees, they got good balance today. Righty-lefty, 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 switch, righty-lefty. Incredible balance. So if they do bullpen base, they're not giving anyone a lane. Almost got a win now, looking at what the Twins are doing pitching-wise. Almost got a win.
Yeah.
And the Yankees have their best pitcher of late on the bump for them and Jameson Taillon. He's also got good numbers off these Twins that he has seen. I mean, J-Mo has been good. He's coming off a less than outing, 5 innings pitch, 3 earned runs against the White Sox, but
yeah, even on paper, even that, his worst outing in a while.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was that bad. White Sox were good, and they were hitting the ball. So, yeah, I expect more of the same from J-Mo. I know the Twins can got some guys in their lineup that can hit, and they've been winning, but I would like a blowout tonight. I think it would be nice. I think I'd enjoy it.
Yeah, both teams appear to be different teams than last time, but J-Mo didn't pitch against them earlier this year when they went to Minnesota, it looks like.
Oh. What do you think the Yankees' pitching path to victory is?
Well, J-Mo get like 6.
Like yeah, I think at this point,
ask at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I think we want 6 out of J-Mo. I don't think they're going to throw Chapman again.
I don't think so either.
Even if it's a save situation, I don't think they're going to throw Chapman again. I think, dude, I think they'd love to not use Johnny and Chad. I don't think Loaisiga and Chad are unavailable, but I think they're praying and hoping they can get by without them, because Loaisiga threw 35 pitches on 2 days ago. He threw 34 pitches, and Chad has thrown 3 in the last 5 games.
Mm.
So, per their rules, they're like available tonight. I don't think both of them will be.
Yeah.
I'm interested which one, and I think it would be for a 1-run game in the 9th inning.
1-run game, 1-inning appearance.
Yeah. I think Britton's available. He looked good yesterday. Booney liked the way he looked yesterday. And keep Britton regular. So I think Britton's available at the back end. I think Abreu's available if you have a righty spot you want to get out. Joely is definitely available, and maybe they think this is a team they can sneak multiple outs out of Joely.
Yeah, you know, like give them a full inning or clean up whatever clean up left with.
Yeah, clean up. Okay, I kind of like that. Then I kind of like Joely as the cleanup. Then like another inning after that.
Mm.
Say Taillon only goes 5.2. Yeah.
Wandy's been doing that, and he's on paper is available, but he did pitch a lot fairly recently, and his most recent appearance was 23 pitches, but it's been 2 days. So, I mean, he can be that guy too.
Can I tell you what they want to do, BBD?
What do they want to do?
The Yankees want this game to be Taillon to Joely to Kerner.
Mm. How is Kerner still here?
They want this game to be Taillon for 6, Joely for 1, Kerner for 2, Yanks win 7-1. That's their dream game. So let's manifest that. Everyone think about it. Go write it in your notebooks. Yanks are up big. They go Tyone, Joely, Kerner.
I like that. Yeah. Abreu should be available. It would be his third appearance in 4 days, but both of those appearances were 6 and 15 pitches, respectively. So he's probably available for two, and then they'd get him 2 days off. But he should be around tonight if they need it.
Litke's available as well. I think in a close game, the 7th and the 8th inning is going to be Litke and Britton, and you're just praying that the Yankees blow it open for a little bit and don't have to use Chad and Loaisiga. They can use Chad and Loaisiga. I don't think they'll use both. But the offense hopefully can give the bullpen a break today.
It would be really nice. I would lean Chad being the choice over Loaisiga. Just Loaisiga's last appearance was 34 pitches.
Yeah,
they were all high stress. So, but it could not be.
Do we have a lineup yet?
Still no lineup from them.
What is their predictive lineup?
Their roster resource lineup is Max Kepler in right, Brent Rooker at DH, Jorge Polanco at second, Donaldson at third, Arise in left. I think he's been playing some third lately. Garver catching, Sano, Jake Cave, Simmons.
Do they have any lefty lanes?
In there, I don't know what side Polanco's better from. But he's a switch hitter. Kepler's a lefty who I think hits lefties better, or at least in the past has. Arise.
Rooker's a righty, right?
Rooker's a righty. Arise, Cave, Kepler, Polanco are the not strictly.
So they're gonna be lefty, righty, switch. Righty, righty.
Yeah,
arises left.
Arises
so they're pretty,
left.
So they're pretty balanced. There's not a lot. There's not a lane there for him because it goes lefty, righty, switch, righty, lefty, righty. That's what they've been doing. They've been doing Kepler, Rooker, Polanco, Donaldson, Arise, Sano, and then Simmons in the 9-hole. So yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to play matchups here if you want. Like Joely is just going to have to come and get outs.
Yeah, gonna have to score runs, play with the lead.
With Holmes eligible to come back tomorrow, I think they use Kerner today. I think even if it's only like a 5-run game, they try to just get bullets out of Kerner before sending him back down.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. He's been on the team two and a half weeks now, and they've used him once.
Dude, he's making so much money. And has pitched once, and Luis Gil has started 3 games and has collected 3 days of service time, and Kerner's collected, what, 24 days of service time?
Something in that range, 20-ish,
and he's pitched once, just making bank while Gil is still living off.
Good for Brody Kerner. He was not supposed to be.
Good for Kerner.
Yeah.
Tough for Gil,
who's, like, contributing.
Yeah.
Sure, Kerner's nice.
Yeah, I like him. I think it's a Kerner day. I think they finally do it, especially with Holmes available to come back tomorrow.
At the time, get at least one. Yeah. It sounded like they said to rejoin the roster by the end of the week, which I guess tomorrow is Friday. So what I was going to say was not true, that they would wait 2 days. I think he's throwing with the team today.
Oh, okay. Who's hot for the Twins? Is anyone in the last 7 days just incredibly hot? I know Polanco's been hitting walk-offs, but has he been hitting other hits too? Rooker is really hot. He's got a .471 batting average in his last 5 games. Kepler's hitting for power, but not anything else. So Brent Rooker's having a nice little go of it. Be wary of him.
Kepler can jump, yeah. Josh Donaldson just is a good player, but I don't know if he's hot.
Donaldson in his last 7... 346 batting average, but no, only one extra base hit. So the slugging's really far down.
Yeah. And Sano is never pleasant to face.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft.
Did I win last series?
I think so.
One
I did
nothing
it this morning, so yeah, 1-0.
No Rizzo, eat shit, Jake. Eat shit, Jake. All right. And but you get to go first in Jake's proxy.
I do get to go first. And the Homer Draft is brought to us by the National Baseball Hall of Fame and the and their YouTube series Hall of Fame Connections. Check that out over on their YouTube channel. You know, the history of the national pastime stretches across multiple centuries, but the connections that link baseball's early days to today's game are always evident in Cooperstown. The Hall of Fame Connection series is a 13-episode YouTube series with new episodes dropping every Wednesday. It looks at the Hall of Fame's collection from a new and exciting angle, with each episode telling a different story about how two seemingly unrelated artifacts in the museum's vast collection connect to one another, crossing through generations of baseball history. Each two-part episode features both a narrative storytelling element that weaves through the history of some of the museum's most iconic artifacts and the Hall of Fame's curators conversing about those artifacts and stories with MLB Network personalities Carlos Pena, former MLB All-Star, and sports journalist Lindsay Barra, who you might recognize as the granddaughter of Hall of Fame catcher and former Yankee, always a Yankee, Yogi Berra. Hall of Fame Connections provides an exciting opportunity to engage baseball fans of all generations, and is directly linked to the Hall of Fame's mission of preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations. Support for this series was provided by a Market New York grant through I Love New York, the New York State's Division of Tourism, as a part of the Regional Economic Development Council initiative. To stay up to date with the release of each episode of Hall of Fame Connections, follow the Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels at Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
Their latest episode is about kind of eccentric fans or celebrities that like played, like Will Ferrell when he played all 10 positions. It's called From Bambino to Burgundy. Their latest episode on YouTube, and it, you know, details some of the more outlandish stuff, like Bill Murray, his connection to Chicago baseball, or I don't know if they mentioned Billy Crystal getting an at-bat in spring training, but it seems like that kind of vibe. And Bill Veeck, the disco demolition event, and then like making the White Sox wear shorts as their jerseys, and they have some cool artifacts from all that stuff. So that's the latest one, which is a pretty interesting episode.
That's awesome.
Thanks to them. Who's your first pick going to be?
My first pick on behalf of Jake, you know, it's a four-game set, so you don't want to use all your bullets, but I'm going to use one of them. It's the only guy with a history against John Gant. I'm taking Anthony Rizzo with the first pick. He is, I believe, I just had the numbers in front of me, he's 6-for-12 with a homer off Gant already, so he is the guy who has seen him before. Homer and two doubles.
Great pick. Great pick. Was hoping you wouldn't take him, nor his counterpart, because I think there's an obvious storyline here today. If anyone remembers the 2019 spring training, Voit and Bird, I think Bird hit like 10 homers and Voit hit 9 homers in spring training, and it was like, man, these guys are just pushing each other. They're just going crazy. And then opening day 2019 against the Orioles, two home runs hit, one by the first baseman, Greg Bird, another by the DH, Luke Voit. And I was like, wow, these guys really want it. So I was going to take Voit and Rizzo today.
Mm.
I think it's a battle.
Yeah, they both had to be taken today, I think.
The media has turned it into a bigger storyline. Not even the media, like kind of the audience. Than it ever should be anywhere. But yeah, obviously it's going to be 1-2. I mean, it's a leadoff homer by Voit and then a Rizzo homer start after him. And that's how baseball writes
itself. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like a homer to start the game, leadoff homer by Voit, and then a homer to end the game, and Rizzo hits a walk-off.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather not sweat it that much, but I'd take it.
Yeah, I don't
Win's
want
that
a win. And then, you know, the board is so deep now, BBD, like with their lineup.
Yeah.
That you don't need to. I don't know how much fishing I need to do to make sure my game four is clear.
Yeah, you don't need to take a guy you don't believe in.
DJ and Gary aren't playing, so they're going to be available down the line. So do I go big? And I think I am going to go big. I think at some point they bring in a lefty for Gallo and Odor, like the Red Sox did. They see their lane. And what does that do? What does having two lefties surrounding Stanton do? It gets him at bats against lefty relievers. And Stanton is, I think, historically the best hitter against lefty relievers in the history of baseball. Isn't that actually true?
I believe it. I don't Jake think I've literally heard it, but
I think Jake always says that.
Sounds like a thing, and he's a guy who hits a lot of homers in general, so it's a good pick.
Yeah.
So then what do I do?
He's got a 609. Hold on. How do you do that versus reliever, lefty reliever? They have starter. You just have to subtract it.
I guess, right?
I don't know.
Seems like more of a process than it should be.
Yeah. So I'm taking Stanton.
You have Voit and Stanton. I have Rizzo. And I don't know what the full game plan is for the rest of the series with Jake and pregame. So I'll take a guy, a second tier guy. It'll be Rugi. He hasn't homered in, a week or something. So he's due.
Okay. Fair.
And it just keeps guys available. Got to make six more picks between the two of us this weekend. So,
dude, versus left-handed pitchers in his career, 569 games worth of at-bats, I guess, 1,287 plate appearances in his career against left-handed pitchers. And this includes starters who fare better than the relievers. He has a .291 batting average, a .392 on base, a .609 slugging, and a 1.0 OPS. That's how Stanton hits in his career against lefties average.
Just in general.
That's his numbers on his career. And I believe when you take out starter and it's just lefty relievers, he's like the best ever against lefty relievers. So I'm taking Stanton.
I like that. So you have Voit and Stanton. I have Rizzo and Rugi. Right side.
Rizzy and the Rug.
Right.
The heart and soul of the team. At one point, there was theme songs about them.
I think I've heard that.
Rizzo and the Rug. Or Rugi and the Riz.
Rugi and the Riz feels like something.
Like putting on the Ritz. Rugi and the Riz.
Yeah.
Sterling.
He's on it.
Are you here? Interested about the I'm interested about the over-under today. I know that you already have it. Can I look at how the Twins have been hitting before I say anything? Because I think you have to bank on the Yankees. Like the Yankees over-under would be 3.5. They've been pitching well. Their bullpen's been doing well. Like how many runs will the Yankees allow? I think it's 3 or 3.5. On the Twins side, they clearly are doing a bullpen day, which isn't good. They've been allowing on average for the last month. Wow. It looks like 5 runs, which gets you to an 8.5, but I think they might go 9 because they think the Yankees bats are just going to go off. I'm guessing the over-under is 9.
And the graph I'm about to flip it to is wrong. It's shifted again. That's been happening to me a lot lately. It says 10. It is 10.5 now on DraftKings.
10.5?
It's 10.5 right now.
Tyone's pitching.
Yeah. Yankees did a death lineup. A B death lineup.
I think they're forgetting that. I think that 10's high.
Yeah.
I think they're forgetting the other. To get to 10, usually the other team's got to give you some hits, too.
You need both teams to do stuff to get there.
I predicted 7-1. Like, that's the under, easily.
Yeah.
So, wait, it's 10?
It's 10.5.
10.5. So 8-2 finish.
Is still under.
Under. I'm taking the under.
I am as well. Because I believe in our friend Jameson Taillon.
Taillon. What is, okay, 10 plus 10 is 20, plus 8 is 28, plus 11, 39.
I didn't listen to any numbers you said.
We're up to 42, plus 9.
42 plus 9 is 51.
Plus 7.
58.
Plus 6.
64.
Plus 12.
76.
Divided by?
76 divided by?
16.
4.75.
You do that, you opened up a calculator.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how many runs the Twins have averaged this month, 4.75.
Scoring or allowing?
Allowing. I don't know. That seems like such a high line.
Feels high for the Yankees playing really well on the pitching end of the ball specifically.
I'm under, man. I'm so under.
Both on the under.
I got my premonition right yesterday. I said Heaney was going to walk off the claps. I always had faith in him, and that's why I manifested my premonition. So my premonition today is Velasquez and Odor turn a beautiful double play. It's not even flashy. It's not like a flashy double play. It's just so textbook and so fast and beautiful.
I like that. I think I'm trying. I'm between. I mean, I'm thinking of a couple things for my promo. One of them is a little too obvious. I think I can't say it, but just there's going to be a Gallo notable base running thing. But he hustles every time he puts the ball in play. So it's kind of,
I don't think
cheap.
That's, I think you can claim.
I think you were going to note it, but I don't know. I've been thinking a lot. Stanton is playing right field today. It came up. It was on yesterday's pregame show or on the main app that there kind of hasn't been like a noteworthy play either way with Stanton. I think we're going to get one, and I'm going to try to manifest that it's, like, good. So I'm manifesting a good defensive play from Stanton, but I think either way, we're going to, like, actually notice him in the field today. Because we kind of haven't yet, which is a good thing. But
yeah. Can I try to manifest one more thing?
Please.
The kid from the Bronx got everyone's hearts right now.
Mm.
It's mostly aware to, I'd say, 65% of the people at the game today that he's a kid from the Bronx. More so, I think it was probably 50 yesterday, probably less.
Uptick.
They need to say it every time they announce him to the batter's box. I'm kind of mad at the Yankees.
From the Bronx.
Yes, now batting from the Bronx, Andrew Velasquez. Like it should be said so the stadium can give him that extra juice. Has never hit a career home run. I think if he hits a home run today, the bubble's already so big that people will be going crazy that he hit his home run. And then when the scoreboard flashes first career home run, there's
like
a second wave of crazy, like, what? It was his first career? And then we get extra, and you may even get a fucking curtain call at that point.
I love that.
So that's what I'm manifesting. Not a premonition. I'm separating it. The other one was a premo. This is a manifestation.
Yeah, I guess the premo, then in my case, the premo is the Gallo thing and the manifest, and I'm manifesting Stanton good play.
Yeah. Okay. It's good stuff. Look out for it. The Yankees are also stealing bases like crazy.
They currently have averaged one stolen base for the last five games. They've stolen five bases in the last five games, two double steals, and two no steals. So it's not every single game they've had a stolen base, but that's the longest stretch any team this season has gone averaging one stolen base a game. So if the Yankees steal a base today, and then in their last six games, they've averaged six steals, and in their last six games, they've averaged a stolen base a game, that'll be the longest stretch by any team in baseball this year. Do you know that they've stolen
tables?
They've stolen more bases than any other team since the All-Star break.
It's they went from literally worst
dead
to first.
Last. They were 30th. Yeah. I spent so long trying to navigate the play index on Baseball Reference. I actually DM'd them. They're pretty helpful sometimes. You see, they responded. I have one response. No. And then I texted Katie Sharp about it. And she said she might try to run a query. Mm-hmm. But you can do it somehow to find it. But they keep track. Baseball Reference keeps tracks of bases taken. It's a great stat. Like if there's a pass ball, a wild pitch, an error. If there's a single and the runner takes two bases, right?
First to third.
Or a double and the runner takes three bases. So on first and scores on a double. It's a base taken. It's an extra base. And I want to find out the Yankees bases taken in the first half versus second half, because I think it's going to be even bigger than the stolen base change.
It's an even more exaggerated worst to first situation.
I think it's going to be shockingly low because they didn't do it at all. And now they're doing double steals. They're tagging up behind the throw.
Gary went first to third last night.
Yeah. So I hope Katie can find it. I was spent so much time watching videos on how to navigate Baseball Reference, and I'm pretty good at it. Like searching through the play index, but it seems like you can't search for base running stuff. I have the total on the season. I just want to be able to like divide it. Like, when did they happen? Yeah. So if you know how to do that, let me know. That's the show. Enjoy the game tonight.
Everyone enjoy the game tonight.
Oh, I got to stand up.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.